So the epistle for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, I speak of a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanliness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, have you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruits, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruits. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruits, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good fruits shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Please be seated. Whosoever dies wearing the scapular shall not suffer eternal fire. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. These famous words of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, as she gave the scapular to St. Simon Stock, back in the 13th century. Tomorrow we commemorate the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So I thought it would be fitting to talk about devotion to the brown scapular, the wearing of the brown scapular, and exactly what does it mean for us. One Our Lady had also said to St. Simon Stock that it is a sign of salvation. It is a sign of our salvation because of that protection that is given. For one that faithfully wears the brown scapular, as we see a lot of times on the scapulars themselves, that we will not suffer eternal fire. So it can be this sign of salvation, of protection, and danger of death. That is why the wearing of the brown scapular is not something that is superstitious. It's not just a charm. There is a whole spirituality or devotion that is dedicated to the wearing of the brown scapular. And that's one of the things that we have to recall, that the brown scapular is the habit of the Carmelites. And just as I wear a cassock, that is my habit, their habit is the brown scapular. And it's only by dispensation, it's only by a privilege that any laity can wear that. Because normally, yes, it is reserved to one that is a member of the Carmelite order. And so it is, it's a privilege that we're able to even have the opportunity to wear the brown scapular. And so it's not something that we receive at our first Holy Communion, we're enrolled in it, and that's it. There's nothing else to it. There's more to it than just that. Something that holds such a great promise to us. Obviously, there must come some responsibilities. There's something that comes from the wearing of the brown scapular. As I say, it is a sign of salvation, is a protection in danger. It's a pledge of the peace that we have. All these things Our Lady said to St. Simon Stock. But for us to try to understand then, what does it mean for us? Obviously, one, you have to be enrolled in the brown scapular. You have to be enrolled in it to receive then the privileges that are gained by one that is a member wearing the brown scapular. So that, being enrolled in it, and then obviously being faithful to wearing it. The faithfulness each day of wearing the brown scapular, it is necessary for us. It is not something that we're enrolled in it and then we don't really wear it. We don't gain then the privileges. With the enrollment comes, then obviously the wearing of it, the faithful wearing of it. Traditionally, always, there was the recitation of the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That is something that was dispensed by the popes because, one, sometimes the difficulty in being able to pray the Little Office. So they granted to us the recitation of the rosary, so at least 5 decades, in order to gain then the privileges attached to the brown scapular. And then also traditionally there was the fasting on Wednesdays and Saturdays, days that are devoted to Our Lady. This again has been dispensed by the recitation of the rosary. So really for us there is only the 2 requirements. The enrollment in the wearing of the brown scapular, and then the recitation of the rosary. I mean, how little there is for us to do to gain such a great grace, such a protection from Our Lady. And that's one of the things we hear about the Sabbatine privilege. The Sabbatine privilege is a promise that Our Lady makes to ones that have a special devotion to her, that she would free them from purgatory if they find themselves in purgatory after their death, on the first Saturday after their death. But that is with, as I say, those requirements for us. That is for us to realize then that there's something that we must do. As I say, it is not simply just a charm that we put around our neck and then we won't go to hell. No, there's a life that is behind it. A life that we must live, a life that must be pleasing to Our Lady. This devotion that we have, it must be practiced each day, and that's why when our children, when they are enrolled in the brown scapular at their first Holy Communion, yes, they may not completely understand what does it mean to them. That is why we must educate them. That is why we must help them to see, why do we wear the brown scapular? What does it mean for us? Why do we have that devotion? St. Claude de Colombier, the spiritual director of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who received the visions of the Sacred Heart, he had said at the time of all the different devotions, things to Our Lady, he said this is one of the most pleasing to her, because you see the special protection that she has given to it. And you see the history behind it and the devotion with that from the 13th century, this promise for those that wear it, that they will not suffer eternal fire. But he had said at a time because it was asked the question about people that maybe, yes, they wear the brown scapular, but they still live in sin. You know, how is that? How can that be? And he said about those souls, he said, if it's one that wants to live in their sins, he said, then they will die in their sins. But he said, you will not die in your scapular. So he's very firm and strong on that point. One that truly wants to live in their sins. They don't really want to change their life at all. Well, he says to that person, they're not going to then die in their scapular because of that. Because there is this completely living against the life of what the scapular means to us. What is necessary for us. And that is where you have so many different famous stories. There's a little booklet, The Garment of Grace. Excellent little book that shows to you the importance of the wearing of the brown scapular. Goes through different stories talking about how it protected souls. But then also, yes, how certain souls, when they continued in their life, living away from the graces of God, of how, yes, they did then end up not dying in their scapular because of that. And so it's not an empty promise. And as I say, certainly it is not some charm or superstition that we believe in. It is a devotion that we have to Our Lady. It is a pledge that we have to Our Lady. One of the things that Our Lady had said, she said, to be clothed in it means you are continually thinking of me. And I, in turn, am always thinking of you and helping you to secure eternal life. I mean, these words of Our Lady, a consolation that we have. One, yes, the brown scapular is a means that we always think of Our Lady. But then in turn that she would always think of us and helping us, trying to gain eternal life, to secure that. I mean, that is why the wearing of the brown scapular means something to us, to be enrolled. And that enrollment, yes, it carries the obligations, the privileges. It's a reminder to us. That is why you also have a lot of times, in times of temptation, people will kiss their scapular. They will clutch their scapular. Because it is this reminder to them. reminder of the devotion to Our Lady and reminder that they have to live a certain life, pleasing to Our Lady. Many of you are probably accustomed in your morning offering that you make, that you kiss your brown scapular. Again and again, it's reminders to us. It's a help to us to try to live this life. A life that shows to us that, yes, we are thinking of Our Lady. And so, as I say, it is a privilege that is granted to any of us because it is the habit of a religious order. And so those of you that are Third Order members, you realize that there comes, in attaching yourself to a religious order, there comes responsibilities. Well, for all of us that wear the brown scapular, there are responsibilities. And that is why, yes, we must educate our children when they are enrolled and clothed in the brown scapular, to help them to see why they are wearing it. What does it mean to them? What devotion should they have because of that? And so that's why I say what St. Claude de Colombier says. One, because it is such a strong devotion to Our Lady, it is so pleasing to her. But then on the contrary, where he says, those that want to live in their sins, well, they won't die in the brown scapular. Because every time that they put it on, or they see it, they have it, they realize what it means to them. And so when they're living a life that is displeasing to God, that is away from God's grace, it is contrary to that. And that's why we can never be ashamed of the brown scapular. If people see it and ask what that is, I still remember to this day being in high school, wearing the brown scapular. I don't think I probably knew as much as I do now about the brown scapular then. By going to a Catholic school, I mean, it was Novus Ordo at the time, so there was a non-Catholic, and he asked me, he said, "What's those brown shoestrings around your neck?" It's like, well, they're not actually shoestrings. It's a scapular. So I tried to explain to him what a scapular means. He was clueless. I mean, here he is in a Catholic school. I mean, obviously. But he didn't understand what it meant. Didn't understand what it was. And so, yes, maybe we feel, like with anything sometimes, embarrassed because people ask us what it is. We pray, we say our grace out in public. We can't be ashamed of these things. It is a profession of our faith. A small profession, yes. But it can be a means, a vehicle to help other souls. And that is why in that garment of grace, if you read that, there is so many different opportunities and times. The souls have been converted because of the brown scapular. And that is something that can be given to a non-Catholic. Obviously, they can't be enrolled in it until they are Catholic. But they can still gain graces because of that. How many different times throughout the history of the Church that souls have been given a brown scapular and just say a Hail Mary with it. That's all I ask of you. And how later on that soul is converted because of that. I mean, these are graces that are given to souls. And so you see the graces that are given to souls that are not even Catholic, graces of a conversion. Well, think for us what graces can be received. We are Catholic. We do believe in it. And by believing it, how many graces will we receive because of that? Strengthening our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is something that we have to see. We have to understand. I mean, the rosary, the brown scapular, the miraculous medal, all these different means that God has given to us to receive graces, to help us to secure that eternal life. And those are the words of Our Lady to St. Simon Stock. That it's a reminder to me, because I see that devotion that you have, to help you to secure eternal life. I mean, that is where we say a soul that is devoted to Our Lady. That is why then Our Lady will have this intercession for those souls. But it's a shame how often many souls, they go through their life and they don't take advantage of what the Church offers to them. How the Church gives us these opportunities of grace, and yet we don't take advantage of it. And by not taking advantage of it, I mean, how do we think we will save our soul? I mean, that is the thing that we have to try to realize in this time that we're given in this life. We must grasp every opportunity that is given to us. And so a simple one is the enrollment in the Brown Scapular. If you haven't been enrolled, I encourage you to look into the devotion. And if you have been enrolled, then to renew that desire that you have, that it truly reminds you of the devotion to Our Lady. And through that devotion, that it will help you to live a good life. As I say, it is a great reminder to us, if we're not living in the state of grace, of how we need to get back into that state of grace as we put it on each morning, say. Hopefully we sleep with it too. But if you shower at different things and you put the Brown Scapular back on, to kiss the scapular, and to think of what it means to you. As I say, for your morning offering, to kiss the Brown Scapular, in times of temptation, to clutch your Brown Scapular. Because truly, if we look at the words of Our Lady, that's one that is faithful, that wears this Brown Scapular, will not suffer eternal fire. If we're faithful to it. If we are faithful in the wearing of it. So I will leave you with the prayer that is given to those that are being enrolled in it. It says, receive this blessed habit, praying the Most Holy Virgin that by her merits thou mayest wear it without stain, that she may guard thee from all evil and bring thee to life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.